Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 24 October 2023. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring up our guest, Miss Jane McCanny. No stranger to you folks. If you've been listening to me more than 2 or 3 months, you heard Jane McCanny on our broadcast before. We're going to discuss different topics, but also going to give you a special deal on his water filters tonight. So if you don't have a water filter, folks, I mean this seriously, you're playing a dangerous game with your health. That's all I can say. Before we do that, though, don't forget the specials of the month. We're offering on the articles of is Christmas Christian Civil Government, Morning 1965, and 30-page expose on this lies about the Civil War and Lincoln himself. All four of those are available, folks, for $25. That covers just about shipping and postage. Believe me, we're not making anything on that at all, but this information is important. Many people ask about the idea about Christmas. Is it pagan or not? And, folks, it truly is. But the book will explain to you better than I can. That's the truth. And what do you owe government compared to a sovereign God? We'll find that out in a book about civil authority. And what about warning 1965? What were the challenges? What was coming out and covered back in 1965, folks? I mean, this has been 60 years ago almost. What were they telling us was going to happen in the future that's already happened and still happening? And, of course, the lies we were taught in school about the war between the states and Lincoln freed the slaves and all the other lies, folks. This is all nonsense, but it's available, all that for $25, all right? And don't forget to write and tell us if you're in need for some food. New Manna Food is offering a bucket of food, free, no strings attached, to anyone who needs it. If you just write and tell me, email me if you can, or write physically email me, or I mean write me and tell me why you need it. We'll not share what you say at all. We might mention, hey, this is going to John in Nevada or something like that. We won't mention any details at all. I just want people to know at the end of the month, and if not this month, next month. We just started. We may have to wait till the end of next month to do this. We'll be giving out a free bucket of food thanks to Numana. Numana Foods has been a sponsor's program for quite a while, and we have Daniel on once while to share what he has. But, my friends, I'm just telling you, I don't know what the future holds. I don't set dates and not that type of thing. I'm not a psychic or knew to call myself an Old Testament prophet. But I can tell you from Scripture and from what's happening in the world today, we're living in very perilous times. 2 Timothy chapter 3 tells you, very perilous times are here. I mean, we can literally, no doubt about it, be on the verge of World War III. I mean, what's happening around the world, Ukraine and Russia is still going on, but compared to what's happening in the Middle East, I think it's pretty quiet, actually. It's not good, but it's quiet down a lot as far as, I mean, the news doesn't even cover it any longer. But the Middle East is expanding very, very quickly. So I would plan ahead if you can and get yourself prepared as best you can. Information coming in to me from we'll say, inside the inner circles of what's going on behind the scenes. And I suggest that you get ready as fast as you can, spiritually, physically, and mentally, for what's coming down the pike. Now, let's go to our guest. We're going to talk to Jane McKinney tonight. Jane's been, well, he's been on this program for a long time, over many years, and he's shared a lot of information with us. And, James, do you agree that we're living really in perilous times?
Oh, yeah, it's really crazy. And the issue is that it's being driven from behind the scenes, like it always has been, but the stakes are much higher now than they ever were before. You know, if you look at, say, World War II, up until the very end, they were dealing with just conventional weapons, you know, that could blow a hole in the ground, kill people, but not at the level of that's going on today. The situation in the Middle East, where absolutely no regard on either side for the civilians. You know, I liken it to when I see pictures of the Gaza region, it reminds me of Lahaina, which is a peaceful little town out in the Hawaiian Islands, and all of a sudden it's burnt to a crisp, and clearly it was a man-made situation with some type of energy weapon from above. But you look at the pictures where just everything is just scorched, including the cars, you know, everything is just burned to a crisp. And the clear plan for all of this is to clear people out of there.
I agree. I totally agree. And they really tried to steal the property since that happened, too. Some folks are resisting them back in their home, so to speak. But they tried to steal the property, did they not?
Right. Yeah, and I think that's what's going on in Gaza. I think there are certain regions that they've pre-picked around the world, that, and these are two of them, Lahaina and the West Bank there, which is prime real estate, if you look on a global scale.
Yes, it is.
And I just can see this as being a Dubai type of city in 10 years, where they come in and, oh, isn't it great, they're going to rebuild this and have planned cities. And they see, that's the future. Is, if you understand what the future planning of the globalist is, it's to have planned cities where everything is organized and beautiful and people can walk to shopping. You know, they don't need cars. But anyway, what they're doing is picking areas, and these areas just happen to have a lot of people living there, like Lahaina. You know, and if you looked at it, the Hawaiian Islands have huge areas where they could pick, where there's nobody living there. But they don't. They're picking places that, for some reason, they want to take land from people who are living there. And the same thing with the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, in the Middle East. People are living there. They've been living there for thousands of years, literally. And watch that become a tourist mecca, you know, with investment, with five-star high-rated hotels, tourism. You know, you have the history there, the Sea of Galilee and all of those places, the Jordan River. And, you know, it's going to be a tourist mecca in 10 years.
Well, you know, and that gives Israel a clear shot to the coast, which they don't have right now. That's going to help them a lot of different ways, too, isn't it?
Well, I don't know why they can't pick a place. It's really, in terms of land, if you look from a real estate point of view, there's a lot of other places in the Middle East that have no people living there that you could do the same thing. Mm-hmm. In fact, there are countries that are doing that. Egypt and other countries are taking desert and turning them into modern cities. And so you don't have to burn people out to get a piece of real estate.
Well, obviously, you know, we're seeing fulfillment of what was told by McClaw Schwab, that in the future we'd own nothing and be happy. They're taking the whole world, but in America here too, they're taking us down to a third world class nation in a lot of different ways. And people are going to start, they're literally going to start taking property from people. They've been doing it now for many years. They're just trying to figure out better ways to do it because they said by 2030 you own nothing, be happy. All this about control and over the world tyranny, that's the Bible prophesied, James. And it breaks my heart to see it. And we know it's happening, but you know the masses have no idea what you just said. They have no idea what Klaus Schwab said. I mean, the masses don't really get into this. They don't really care.
Well, you know, I was doing some traveling and ran into some people and just kind of overhearing a conversation that was in an area where people were eating. And these were American tourists. But amazing how they just have no clue. And just, you know, they were repeating talking points that obviously they heard on the news, but absolutely no clue what's going on really in the world. Absolutely no clue.
Well, if you listen to the mainstream news, you're not going to have any clue. You're going to have what you're told. Like I just told Ms. Bench about the 30-page expose on the so-called Civil War and the man Lincoln supposed to free the slaves. We've been lied to for 150 years or longer about that. But the masses will never know because they'll never take time to search out the truth. That's the way it is what's happening in the world today. Ukraine, Russia, and people don't know this, but a previous German chancellor actually tried to broker a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine. He had all set up. Ukraine was going to accept the fact that they would do away with the idea of becoming a member of NATO. They were willing to give that up in the talks, but they said we can't do it till the U.S. approves it. That shows who's behind this. The United States is instigating this war in Ukraine also. The United States is behind a lot of this and what's happening in Israel and Gaza right now. I just did teaching this past week in a Bible study about the facts about the ones in Israel that call themselves Jews are not Jews. That's in the Bible. That's in Revelation 2 and 3 both. They're not Jews. They say they are, but they're not. They're the synagogue of Satan. The true Jews would not do these things because they would follow the Torah instead of the Talmud. But we're seeing all this come together just as it's been what the Bible talks about in the Middle East. And I always said that the World War III will finally kick off in the Middle East. And that's what's going to happen, I do believe. I know that right now, Lebanon, Syria, and other countries, Iran, are gathering forces. They said if Israel goes in by land into Gaza, they will get involved in the fight. That would be really a bad situation. China has its battleships stationed in the Middle East now to counter ours. This doesn't look good at all, does it?
No. It's escalating. And none of this had to have happened. Yeah, it just, you know, whenever you hear the first news, whether it's COVID, whether it's, you know, the attack on Pearl Harbor, I mean, look at it, the Gulf of Tonkin, pick an event. And when it hits the news, it's like full bore news. Everybody buys it hook, line, and sinker.
Of course.
And the news media is right there to pump a narrative. And this is the same thing, the way this all began, like we were talking off air, that everybody knew this was going to happen. This was not a secret surprise attack or whatever. But the end result, what you have to do is look at the end result. The end result is clearing all people out of Gaza. And when that happens, then, you know, they will have destroyed any ability, all the infrastructure, any ability to live there. And then they'll come in and they'll go, oh, gee, now we're going to be really good Samaritans. We're going to be good citizens and rebuild it. And that's the end result. So who would want that end result? Not the Palestinians. And, you know, who is Hamas? They were created by the CIA.
That's true. And they were supported by our own government. And Netanyahu said back in 2019 that they need Hamas to keep the Gaza kind of under control. He said that. I didn't say it. He said it. So this is nothing, like you said, nothing new, except the people in around the world don't know this, and most of them really don't have enough concern to get involved to find out. But this is already affecting the world, affecting this country. If it continues to spread, James, I'm not saying anything right out in the line says anything could happen in our country, but our country will not be spared, will it?
Well, no, not at all. And it's already becoming a third world country. It's very much, it already is in a lot of respects. If you look at what you call a third world country,
absolutely,
the U.S. is already there.
I totally agree. And it's turned into a banana republic as far as government goes. We have no justice in America today. We have no true court system. We have nothing that resembles what our nation once was.
Right. No, the situation has deteriorated, and it's a point of no return. That's the thing. You cannot. It's like taking the feather pillow up to the top of the mountain, shaking all the feathers out, and then trying to go get them and put them back in. It's it's not a reversible process.
That's very, very true. And your opinion, you've been involved in a lot of this for a lot of years. What do you foresee happening before the end of the year, maybe, if things don't reverse? And listen, we all need to pray that it's going to, because if it don't, it's going to be hell on earth. If it doesn't reverse, what do you see happening?
Well, I don't know. I always see these events like the same as with Ukraine. It'll run its course. People will figure out what's going on finally in mass. And then all of a sudden one day it'll go away and the next thing will be there, whatever it is. And these are scripted, you know. And
of course.
And so it's hard to say what the next thing will be. But the idea is to keep everybody on edge. This is the main story now. This is the story. And it's amazing how fast Ukraine fell off the map.
Oh, it is. I mean, yeah, it's just like when COVID came in, the flu disappeared. A lot of weird things happened. But now, do you think there's a chance then that this is going to die off without spreading too wide? It won't get us involved in maybe a nuclear war, a limited nuclear war?
Well, that's what the Ukraine was supposed to do, and
yeah.
It didn't. It did not. In fact, nobody even knows what's going on there. I haven't heard any news from any side for a long time, so I don't know what's going on there.
That's kind of strange, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of strange. It's like the war ended.
Right.
Kind of strange.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and there were forces building up on both sides. The Ukrainians were sending rockets into Russia. You don't hear anything anymore. It just simply fell off the edge of the earth.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the other thing, if you watch international finance, the dollar depreciated by 20% between probably around April to August. And as much as 30%, it just kept diving, and that's against third world country currencies.
That's true. That's very true. That's very true. You know, and I just wonder. I mean, people say, "Well, everybody's getting a pay raise. They're making $12 an hour now, fast food, and they're still losing ground because the inflation is going up so quickly that the raises don't cover it." Our nation has been taken down economically, and we've had a fiat currency for the last 100 years or better. So we can see the reason why. And we keep sending billions of dollars all over the world, Ukraine and now Israel, all over the world, billions of dollars, even to Gaza and other places. We've supported all those with our tax dollars. We're bringing in illegals coming across the border by the millions. We're paying them, getting a place to live and taking care of them. How much longer before this whole thing has to collapse, Jane? Because we can't do it forever. This monetary system that we're involved in is killing the average man today, average individual. So how much longer can it last?
Well, I have a little story about that. I get feedback through foreign countries where people have gone to the United States to work, and they work for less than what somebody in the U.S. would work for. So basically, they're taking somebody's job. the next wave of people going to the U.S., they will work for less. So the first waves of illegal immigrants are now being replaced financially in terms of their jobs with newer waves of illegal immigrants. So what's happening, what they did to people in the U.S. in terms of taking their jobs and working for less is happening to them. So they're out of work now, a lot of them, the first waves.
Well, so you think there'll be more coming in to even get involved at an even lower rate then?
Right. And so that's an indicator that, you know, they would write home and tell everybody how great they were doing, only to find out that then they were replaced by someone else. So, but the end result is that a lot of workers, and what would that be? That might be in cleaning, construction, other types of, you know, labor, where you don't have to speak much English, where you don't have to have many skills. Those are the kind of jobs that, you know, whether it's cleaning hotel rooms or carrying stuff on a construction site or whatever. Like I say, the first waves of people came in, they thought they were doing great until they got replaced by the next waves. And then those people will be replaced by the next waves. And so they're sitting there out of work as you head into winter time.
And we have to know and realize that we've been infiltrated by, I guess you could call them terrorists, have been for the last 30 years or so, coming across the border, setting up cells in this country, ready to hit us from the inside. And I know that the administrations, especially Biden's administration, but others have known that too, let it happen, have they not?
Right. Yeah, this has been going on all along, but it's just that it hit a peak because they advertised it. And, you always hear about the people that succeeded, but you don't hear about the ones that didn't, the people that got lost in the transportation or got, you know, the women got turned into human trafficked or the kids or people forced to carry drugs across the border because they wanted to get across the border. The list goes on and on. But, you don't hear about, you only hear back about the people who they think they succeeded. But like I say, in the end, they really didn't because they're getting replaced and then they have no place to go. They're in the U.S. with no income, no skills, no right to be here. And really, you know, there's nobody that cares. Who do they go and talk to when they're out of work? There's no place for them to go get relief or anything else.
Yeah, that's really sad in a lot of different ways. And of course, I know we're supporting a lot of them too now, and they're moving in, being bussed all over the country and flown all the country and spreading all across the country. And folks, this is part of the plan to weaken the country financially, but also to bring in people that will attack us from the inside. And we're kidding ourselves thinking that this nation is going to slide by without bloodshed and chaos in the streets. It's already started. We're going to see this multiply many, many times over. I may not live to see all this, folks, but a lot of you all will. And so will your children and grandchildren. Now, we're going to change gears now because I want to get into what he's talking about. He's got a special night, folks, on some spatial water filters. Now, I urge you, because I know I have James's water filters. I have Berkey water filters. I've sold Berkey for many years. I mean, I've always been pleased with Berkey products until they had their mess up in the warehouse and couldn't get anything in. Then I couldn't keep up with the quota they wanted, so I'm no longer selling Berkeys. That's what happened. I wasn't mad at them. I just couldn't get the product out. When they ordered, they never had it, so I wasn't keeping the quota up. So without a quota, they kind of booted me out. So I started looking for another source of good water filters. And I have to tell you this, from what I've researched and what I've seen, James's water filters are better than Berkey water filters, and they will fit in a stainless steel Berkey container. So don't change anything except filters. And you don't need 4, 5, 6 filters to do the job. 1 or 2 will do it in James's water filters, so that thus saving you money, and the filter price is a whole lot cheaper than Berkey's. James, tell us about what you have to offer tonight.
Well, here's the situation. Just to fill people in, there's 3 filters that I think people would be interested in, or actually 2 filters. The gravity filters that fit the Berkeys, any of those stainless steel, that's one of the biggest questions I get is, will it fit my water filter that I already have? And they name off Berkeys and a whole, there's probably 20 other makes and models that are similar. It will fit all of them. And so these are the, what we call the HI filter elements, and it's new technology. It's a two-stage filter, which most filters, like the Berkey, is a one-stage filter. It's really an absorber. But my filters are two-stage. The first stage is a ultrafiber. It's a modern material for filtration. And 0.01 micron, which is really small. It's so small it'll filter out viruses. And then stage two is a, what we call a medium, and that removes the chemicals that are in solution. But those are the gravity replacement filter elements, and they're $189 for four-pack. That includes shipping and free shipping, and then $399 for a 10-pack. But what we're offering through your show, Pastor, is 5% off. So when they call in, instead of $189, take 5% off of that, or $399, 5% off of that. That's what they can get for a discount. And then we fulfill the orders, send them to them, and that's one filter. And then I'm getting more and more requests for this filter. It's called a sediment filter, and it's $341. You put it in your water line, as for people that have surface water or river water or wells. And what happens is you get this sediment in your water that puts like the ring around the toilet and the, you know, makes coloration in the sink and everything. And so the sediment filter helps with that. It gets the sediment out of your water. It does not reduce minerals. It doesn't reduce things that are in solution in water, but it will clean up your water, especially if you have a well, you're going to have sediment. And so those are also available. We just call them it's the correct term on the webpage is Big Blue, but just say a sediment filter for the well. And it goes, you have to do some plumbing to put it in. You have to, where the water line comes into the house, you have to cut the water line there and put this in. It's a fairly easily installation. Sometimes requires a plumber to come out and do that if you're not handy with plumbing. But anyway, that's another filter that we've been selling a lot to people. In fact, I just sold one today to a guy right in your backyard out there. Lives off the Smoky Mountains. But anyway, those are the filter options. The
all right, folks,
gravity
replacement. Good break. We'll discuss that some more maybe. And don't get a 5% discount if you order them through Call to Decision, and I hope you will. I have extra myself, and I'm so glad I do. I really sincerely mean that. Back at the break, if you have any questions, comments about the filters, any other comments tonight, you feel free to share them at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Demand.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and chill. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Alrighty, folks, we're back. And what I'm thinking of, don't forget, now Thursday, Krista will be here in the office. She'll take all your needs, anything you may want to know, she'll know. I'm going to take a day off and go get me some deer meat. I like venison. I want to put some in the freezer. We have our first gun doe season here for the next couple, 3 days this week. In the week, so I'm going to go out and try to put a deer or two in the freezer. And that's how we get our food a lot. Yeah, I do get some beef once in a while, but I like deer meat very much so. So if I'm not in the office Thursday, please let me slide out one time. I don't get to do it very often, you know that. So let me slide away one day if you don't mind, and hope to be back with you the following Thursday, like as always. Again, we're talking to Jane McCanny. He's offering his water filters, folks, at 5% off tonight. And the prices are very fair to start with. He's offering them 5% off. Anybody calls, orders them through us, they can do that at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. So, James, if they order, tell us again, if they order the four-pack, how much is it?
Okay, the four-pack, these are the gravity replacement water filter elements. Four-pack is $189, and then you get, that includes shipping, and that's plus a 5% discount off of that. The 10-pack is $399. That includes shipping, and the 5% you take off of that. And the sediment filter is $341. You get the housing and five filter elements, which are big. These are big 20-inch long, 4.5-inch diameter filter elements for sediment. and that's $341, and that includes shipping, and then also 5% off.
Okay, it's $189 minus 5%. Folks, I'll just round it off. Take off $10. I'll do that myself. $945 is the right amount, but take off $10, you're getting $179. And the others are three. You said $3.99 for a 10-pack, is what you said?
Right, so $20 off for that.
Yeah, there you go, folks. So get them. I mean, get them while they're on sale. No, that $20 will not buy you a fortune, Dave, but it's still $20 off and shipping free, and you have something that you can rely on for what's coming ahead. And if you have any stainless steel system, Berkey or whatever, these filters will fit in them. And how many filters does it take to do the same thing it takes two or three or four Berkey filters to do?
It just takes one. In fact, if people can plug up the other holes, they should just use one, because these are high flow rate. It'll filter out that 2 gallons in a Berkey container. It'll filter that in about an hour. So they're very fast. It's not drip, drip, drip anymore. It's actually flows. So they're very quick, okay, and you only need one.
And if the water is fairly clean, how long would they normally last?
1,000 gallons. So that would be an average. Say you use that 2 gallons every day in the kitchen from a standard gravity water filter, stainless steel. That would be about 2.5 years.
For one filter. So if you buy four
from
of
one
folks,
filter,
they'll last 4 years or more. Now, that's pretty cost-effective and fair. That really is.
It's pretty inexpensive.
It really is.
To have clean water.
Let's take a phone call from Massachusetts. Let's talk to Jeff. Jeff, welcome. Come on in.
Thank you, Pastor Paul. Now, Professor McKinney, I have a couple of questions to ask you. Number one, because I live in a blue state of Massachusetts, this is what I see coming to America, which is, I believe when things really get rough in this country, I mean really Civil War rough, I believe the first people to be gone from this country are going to be the illegal aliens. Zero loyalty, they'll be gone. Number two, the baby boomers. The talented baby boomers are already fleeing from these blue areas into the red areas, creating a situation to where you're going to have two Americas. Red State America is going to try to protect their stuff. So I see little walls being put up around red states and red regions, and you might have two or three different Americas on one continent, where the blue states would be like communist East Germany, and the red states would be like capitalist West Germany. And West Germany will, and our version of West Germany, will protect their assets with belt chain guns on walls. What do you think, Mr. McKinney?
Well, that's a good perception, and it's actually already happening in, say, for example, Illinois, or I do analysis on election numbers and things like that. And when you say a blue state, what you really mean is you have highly concentrated blue cities in what is typically a red state. And so as soon as you cross that line, and this is mainly... There of course is that population that actually is blue, but those blue cities have taken on the Mayor Daley machine, the Democratic machine that was developed back in the 50s, really, in Chicago.
Yes.
How to take over a voting machine, literally, and take over the elections. And now they've gotten to the point where there's maybe 10 to 15 cities can take over the entire national election with stuff in the ballot box and things like that. But you know, it's the literally originated Mayor Daley's Chicago and has spread to these other cities.
Very insightful, because I live in a very, very blue state, living in a very, very blue city, and a lot of people have the philosophy of communists. The mindset and everything. And if something bad was to happen, I see, because we're a consumer state, the blue states are consumer states, and the red states are producer states, where they produce a lot of the crops and a lot of the material for the blue states to consume. It wouldn't take much for those red states just to cut off the blue states, and the blue states would be screwed, and people like me can't afford to leave. So here's my last question. What's going to happen to people? It's rhetorical. What's going to happen to people who cannot leave? I'll tell you what's going to happen. People are going to die. The poor, innocent people who didn't have any clout, who weren't able to move up, are going to be completely screwed. What do you say to that? Well, and I'll hear your answer off here, and thank you a lot, Mr. McKinney.
Thanks, Carl.
Yeah, well, here's the situation in terms of you say you can't leave. I'm hearing all the time stories about people, say for California, great example. They literally don't have enough money to leave. But if they really work at it, you know, you hear about people getting a cobbled up old car and moving to, you know, some other, like maybe southeastern state, maybe North Carolina or something, just an example, just pulling that out of the sky. And they get there and they're, of course, you know, it's kind of a scary situation because you really don't have a place to go to. But they start making a new life. It's almost like they're pioneers. And a lot of people are doing that now. So they're seeing this wall coming. And it's easier, the sooner that you make your decision to get out of there, the easier it's going to be.
That's true.
So that's my answer.
Well, I want to make this statement. We're going to give a different topic that you want to cover tonight. Are you familiar with the fact that Texas is putting border wire up between them and New Mexico to keep the illegals out of coming across the border in New Mexico and then in Texas? Are you familiar with that?
Well, from New Mexico or from Mexico?
New Mexico. They're putting up a wall, so to speak, out of Constantine wire and other things between Texas and New Mexico to keep the illegals coming into New Mexico and then crossing Texas.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
Yes, they're doing that. Yes, they are. So there you go, Jeff. One of the first walls going up, maybe. But anyway, you want to discuss something tonight that I'd heard mentioned once before, but I don't know anything about it. Jupiter winds. What are you talking about?
It's a term I coined way back in the 90s. I was working, and throughout the years, what I call tier one science or military science. These are the real scientists that say they work in the military. Anyway, what happened is they had a satellite up that was measuring electrical activity. And all of a sudden we got an electrical alignment with the planet Jupiter and we got this huge inrush of electrons. So they called me up and they said, "What's going on here?" to explain it, but I had already worked this out. And what happens is that Earth, all of the planets are discharging what I call the solar capacitor. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but these electrical discharges, when the planets align physically, these electrical discharges connect. And that greatly increases the electrical currents past Earth, and that's what causes our winds. So at any rate, I call them the Jupiter winds, and Jupiter is the biggest discharge in the solar system. So every 13 months or so, we come around the solar system, and there's Jupiter, and we're going through that right now. So if you've noticed straight-line winds in your area, and they go on for maybe a day or two or three, where they're just blowing, and you go, "What the heck's going on?" We have these tremendous winds, I call it the Jupiter wind. So if you're experiencing this, then that's what's going on. The weatherman isn't going to tell you this, by the way, because the weatherman doesn't know about it. They forgot to teach this in meteorology school. They have no idea. They just report that, oh, there's these high winds. But that's what's going on. And it actually is going to lead up into early November. It started, usually it only lasts a couple weeks, but it started a number of weeks ago. So it was very early this year. And like I say, about every 13 months, not quite a year, a little more than a year. But we're going through that right now. So if you're getting high winds that are consistent through 2-3 days, something like that, that's what they are. That's the Jupiter winds.
Well, you know, many years ago, 20 years ago maybe, I don't know, that I saw the results of what we call the first straight wind I've ever seen. in a patch of wooded area near where my brother lives. If anybody's ever cut grass with a sickle or a scythe, when you cut the thighs, the grass falls in one direction, just kind of stacks up in one direction. Well, these trees, I'm talking about huge trees, were blown over, all pointing in the same direction with that straight wind. It literally just blew them right over like you mow grass down with a scythe. They just fell over. So are you talking about those kind of winds?
Yeah. Yeah, it could be 30 or 40 mile an hour winds. It could be 60 mile an hour winds. It's interesting because there's not a lot of gusting. It's just straight line winds, and it'll be like a constant, almost constant velocity. And that's an effect of these electrical currents that are passing by us in outer space. And they work their way down through the jet streams and the troposphere where we live into these straight line winds. You can also get other effects like cyclonic storms over land, et cetera. But the biggest effect are just straight line winds. They're you know, sometimes the kind of wind where you try and get out of your car and it takes the car door off. Those are the kind of winds, you know, that, or you're driving on a highway and it really hard, you're just fighting that wind. Those are the Jupiter winds. We're going through that right now, all over the world.
All over the world, I guess all across country then.
Right. Right.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, it really is. And I just don't know, like I said, I've experienced straight winds. I can't remember what year it was. It's been 8 or 10 years ago. We had a derecho here. You know what I'm talking about when we call it a derecho.
No. That.
A derecho was a wind come through here. It knocked off electricity at our place for 11 days. It was a mess. It tore down timber and all kinds of things. It blew up through our country. You could hear it coming like a freight train. Sound like almost like a tornado coming. But it wasn't a tornado. It was just like you mentioned, just a wind. Just blew through. It didn't stay long. But the damage it did was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I didn't have electricity in the house for 11 days. We survived. I mean, we're ready for that kind of stuff. But nonetheless, so are you saying these winds could be something like that, or are that severe or no?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They can be really high, maybe 60, even 80 mile an hour, but they're straight. Yeah, they're just straight line, and they just don't stop in the day and night, and you go, what the heck's going on? And it's almost like clockwork. Every 13 months, you know, a little bit before, a week or so before, a week or so afterwards, and it lasts for a few weeks. But this year, they started... quite a few, probably 3 weeks ago, which indicates that these electrical currents that are in outer space are kind of like a snake, and they whip back and forth. And so Earth and Jupiter connected electrically a number of weeks ago, and it hasn't given up. Once they connect, then that current flow keeps going on, and we get auroras. We're getting real strange auroras, like orange and red auroras that are very unusual, and nobody can seem to figure out what's going on, but it's also a part of that.
Well, how often does this happen?
Every 13 months.
Every 13 months. Just some months are worse than others?
Well, here's what's going on. Our orbit around the sun is every 12 months, 1 year. And Jupiter is way out there, and it's moving in its orbit, and takes about 10 years to go around the sun. So what happens is we go about 1 year and then another month about, and then we align with Jupiter again. So it's about every 13 months.
And generally, are there usually severe consequences of that? No.
Usually not. You know, like I say, your garbage may be blowing down the street. You're trying to get out of your car to go shopping or whatever you're doing, you know, or driving down the road and you're just fighting this wind. Usually it's not dangerous. It's just, sometimes it could be. But usually there are 30, 40 mile an hour winds. That's, you know, the average. So it's really not dangerous. It's just that it's is one of those things that it's when it happens, it goes on for days and days and days. It doesn't stop.
Hmm. Okay. So, I mean, and you expect those, they're already started?
Yeah, they've already been going on for a number of weeks, and they could keep going on for another up into early November.
Well, I haven't seen any results that around here, but that's interesting. That's interesting. But,
yeah, I've gotten a few, personally, I've had a few bouts with it myself. And I know just from watching the weather around the world, I notice, see that it's going on also other places.
Okay. That's very interesting. So, folks, keep an eye off that. I say I haven't seen that here, but that certainly doesn't mean it won't happen. I mean, that's wind can do a lot of damage. I know that from experience. It can do a lot of damage, even in our area. And, you know, we're kind of sheltered here in the mountains of West Virginia. We don't get a lot of, we don't get tornadoes up in the mountains hardly at all. But we don't get a lot of high wind because the hills kind of dissipated some. But,
yeah,
that's interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
Pastor, I was going to ask you, when you're deer hunting, they have a doe season for firearms there?
Oh, yes. We have several doe seasons. You can kill, I think, two or three with a bow, if you like. We can kill one this coming weekend. We can get one during buck season. Then we have a muzzle-loading season where you can kill another one if you want to. So, yeah, we got lots of deer here, James. I mean, we got lots of deer. It's no problem. I got the yard sometimes, see 8, 10, 12, 15 deer in the yard. There's a lot of deer.
Wow.
So, yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I want to get one this weekend, put in the freezer. And now a lot of people look down on that, but they what do you want to? I do eat them. I don't waste them. I hunt to put food on the table, always have. I reared three sons on deer meat, and believe me, they can eat a lot of meat. I'm going to take Thursday off out of the office. First time I've done that in a long, long time. And go out in the woods with a friend of mine. Both of us getting up in years and kind of long in tooth. We're going to go out and try to get one each and then, enjoy the meat. And then maybe get another one later on in the year. Yeah, we have a gun season here this coming weekend.
So we're
blessed here in this state. We have lots of game in our area. We're blessed in a state, too, that you mentioned. Jeff's talking about blue states and red states. Well, our state is one of the better ones, I think, we live in. We're not zoned in most places. It's open. Do what you want to your own property. You can carry a gun in on your side or in your pocket. Nobody don't need a permit either way. So we're blessed in a lot of ways. That's why I stay where I am in West Virginia. It's a backward state. It's a poor state in the country. We only got 1.5 million people in the whole state. If you flatten us out, we'd be at least as big as Alabama. So not many people in the state. So I like where I live, and I mean that. I'm not advertising the state, but I do like where I live. That's why I've stayed here for 75 years. You know, I've enjoyed being here.
Yeah, so, were you born there?
I was born in
Montreville,
West Virginia, at a little old house that's still standing on September 7, 1948. That's when they did home deliveries, and I was born in a house that's still standing in Monroeville, West Virginia. That's where I started from.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
So I enjoy where I live. But, folks, again, prepare yourself. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. James, if Israel goes in with a ground invasion, I'm saying this just clear as I can, all hell's going to break loose in the Middle East. I mean, it's going to be really nasty. Really nasty.
Well, yeah, it's everything is set to draw in like you say. That is, and that's the prediction too, is that that's where it's going to happen.
And folks, I mean, it is coming. I don't know, I don't set dates on this, but it is coming. It's prophesied, and I just did a study. It's been 2-3 weeks ago, James. I did a study. I want to see in Matthew 24, Christ in the last days. There'll be wars and rumors of wars. I looked up how many nations there are in the world. It's around 190, give or take a few. But out of 190 nations, 110 are in armed conflict. Either terrorist internal conflict with terrorism or civil wars or wars, but they're in armed conflict. The world is a powder keg with a fuse lit. Unless it slows down, we're going to see something really nasty happen. And in my opinion, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen within the next couple months. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I don't like to make predictions. I've never been one to make predictions. I don't have a crystal ball, but if you line up everything that you're saying, get ready. And like the caller, I forget his name, talking about living in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Just take your resources and go someplace. Go to West Virginia. Sounds like a good place. Buy a little house and, and start living. Get a job doing something that, because those economies are, see, people are in the city economy and they think they got to earn $100,000 a year to live. Well, you don't in West Virginia.
No,
in many other places.
No, we don't. No, if we did, we'd be up quick, a lot of us. I mean, I've never ever, and I don't mind sharing this on radio, I don't care who knows it. I never made more than $40,000 a year working all my life. That's the truth. I managed to pay for a home, though, and a little piece of property, and we never went hungry. I never made a lot of money, but I was frugal with what I did make, and God blessed me some knowledge how to do this. I never was a wealthy man financially, but he's blessed me tremendously. I'm very wealthy in the blessings of God. I really am, James. I'm very, very wealthy in a sense that God blessed me tremendously. And folks, again, the water filters right now, if you order them right now, over the next few days, just call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. You can get four filters right now for $179, regular $189. Or you can get 10 filters, regular $389, right? And you get right now for $369. Is that right, James?
Oh, so it's $189 for the four-pack plus the 5%. These are free shipping. $399 for the 10-pack.
$379 folks, for 10-pack. Okay. That's with the discount and free shipping. Free shipping. Call us and you order the filters while you can. We'll get them ordered. If you order them tomorrow and Thursday when Crystal's here, she'll get them orders put in Thursday and get them out to you ASAP. And please don't take a chance to go without fresh water. I mean, if you don't have it come out of a well or out of a spring, you can get out of a pond you have to. These filters will purify that water or rainwater, whatever you have to do. But make sure you got water. You got to have water. James, you're about to down in the last minute and a half. What do you want to say in closing?
Just one last thing. If people don't have a container and they're going, well, I don't have a container, we have a product. It's called a Make Your Own, and we have directions we can send people on how to make it. You go out and get food-grade plastic containers, drill a couple holes. We tell you how to do that. And it's $20 extra for the spigot that goes along with it. Other than that, it's the same price for the 4-pack or the 10-pack of filter elements. And then that's a way, like for your hunting camp or for just an inexpensive filter in the house, just add $20 to those prices we gave. And if you can't remember, just call in to Pastor Butch and they'll tell you.
All right, James, good talking to you. I'll be talking to you in the near future, okay?
Good. Well,
God
good luck hunting
friend.
There.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.